This meditation covers the themes related to the Taurus full moon of the month of Scorpio 2016, Monday, November 14th at 5:53 a.m. Pacific time. Get comfortable where you are sitting or reclining. Close your eyes. Let your breathing be easy and relaxed but full. And notice your breath entering your body, filling your body, exiting your body. Decide that during this meditation, you are willing to let go of stress and tension that may have arisen lately. And also that you're willing to let go of the energies of others that you have picked up recently. And send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. And on every inhale until further notice, draw the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Slow and relaxed, but full. Intentionally tracing this energy throughout every part of your body, connecting your body as a whole. Realize that the earth is available to you to ground in this way 24/7. Thank the earth for being available, always for you, to get out of your head and into your body, ultimately into your heart, to unite all three. So that you can live according to the logic and the invitations of your spiritual self, your soul. A few more breaths, the energy of the earth fully and deeply into your body. Thank the earth for being available 24/7. Now, scan your body again. Before it was noticed what's happening in your body now, I want you to scan your body as you breathe, the energy of the earth. Follow it through each part of your body, beginning with feet, and then, of course, root. Follow it through each part, consciously connecting all parts of you together. I want you to thank your body for being the manifester of how your energy and emotions are unfolding. We often say how the rest of your life is going. It's telling you. Your body is always telling you. Now I want to explain some of the themes of this full moon in Taurus as we go, and I'll ask you to make clearing and releasing and empowering decisions along the way. First, understand the sun has been in Scorpio for approximately 3 weeks. At this point, the sun is at 22 Scorpio during this lunation. And Scorpio is a sign of deep feeling, fixed water. Finding emotions and energies under the surface in you that you didn't know were there, that you didn't know were guiding your conscious choices by pulling and pushing you in different directions. Scorpio is the sign of realizing your own depth. And this includes things that you didn't know, but things you don't want to spend time with, human motivations and feelings and potentials for motivations and behaviors that you find reprehensible, damaging, ugly, So Scorpio is a time every year of self-knowledge. As the channel and I ask you to do, unflinching, unapologetic, unashamed self-awareness and self-knowledge, followed by unapologetic, unashamed, and unabashed self-acceptance. So whatever it is during Scorpio that you see in yourself, your challenge is to accept it. During the new moon in Scorpio 2 weeks ago, I invited you to be willing to feel, to allow yourself to feel whatever needs to come up. And now I'm asking you to be cognizant of the reality that you've been doing it. You haven't been able to help it. The sun's been in Scorpio for 22 days as of this lunation, over 3 weeks. Chances to see things you want and things you don't want. Things of either variety to which you have a visceral, passionate, clear-cut black and white reaction. You've been seeing how in some ways you might not be able to respond consciously and intentionally to certain things because of these energetic, visceral, deep reactions. And so when the sun is in Scorpio, I ask you to accept all parts of yourself. You've been seeing different parts of yourself. Some who feel that they could be empowered, that you could be empowered if you only did this or that, or if you stopped doing this, or if you were like this or didn't look like that, or whatever. Ideas of what empowerment looks like. Suppositions and assumptions about what power must be. And yet true power that aligns you with divine wisdom is self-knowledge and self-acceptance, as I said. And so you've had 3 weeks to be aware of some things within you that might be challenging to deal with. You've had 3 weeks to confront the opportunity to tell yourself a painful truth, to look at that feeling, and to be aware that it is not going away just because you haven't looked at it. So right now, during this lunation, the true black moon Lilith or osculating apogee is conjunct the sun in Scorpio within about a degree. The true black moon Lilith is about more and deeper and quicker visceral attraction and repulsion responses. It's also about autonomy. It's about learning to work together while creating autonomy in parallel when we're talking about relationships. On a personal level, it's about instinct. It's about listening to your body. And in this context of the sun and Scorpio, I'll offer you that you should look at it, or one way to look at it that may be helpful, is to understand that those energies and emotions for 22 days you've been aware of must be felt. They do not all need to be acted upon, certainly, but you must feel them. And many of them, whether to guide choices and outward behavior, or to see what you need to clean up in your life, what you need to address, what emotion you need to look at and face and confront and accept within yourself with grace and compassion and strength, the courage to look at the monster within, if that's a phrase that works for you. With Lilith on this sun in Scorpio, this is intense, and it needs to be allowed to be in your body, these energies. Now, this may lead to some dramatic reactions, and that leads us to the fact that the moon during this lunation is in Taurus, the sign of calming down and slowing down, the sign of focusing on essentials, being concerned with the basics, doing things in a consistent, manageable rhythm to ensure success. So, as you know, I almost always encourage you to stay in touch with deeper things. Yet during this lunation, take a moment to calm down also. Take a moment to do something that feeds your sensual self. Stop to enjoy something that you enjoy. Smell the flowers, for example. Truly check in with how that food you are eating feels in your mouth. Alternately, look at what matters to you and focus on that instead of any drama that may be coming up. I challenge you to be willing to feel intensely, yet focus on what matters. This is about editing some of your choices and behaviors, some of your consumption patterns, some of your reactivity or reaction patterns, how you choose to respond to things. This is about editing to focus on what really matters. Decide, please, in your mind, I'm willing to feel all that I feel. And I'm also willing to ground it. Decide, I'm willing to do this work, this self-reflective growth work. And I'm also willing to pause to enjoy my life. Now, at this point, as you breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body, also open your crown and breathe the energy of the cosmos into your body. These are very different energies. You will bring them to your fourth chakra for a couple of breaths and then drop them. Nothing on the exhale quite yet. Connecting yourself as a column between heaven and earth, you are spirit in the form of matter as long as you live on the planet. And now on your exhales, begin breathing the energies out. You breathe them in simultaneously on the inhales to your heart and out on the exhales. Create or generate a fine mist, a gentle cloud, an emanation from this fourth chakra, generating positive energy. Decide in this moment, everything is fine. And I am safe enough to relax my heart open. Decide, I'm willing to release the stress and tension that's come up lately as I've lived out my Scorpio dramas. And for some of you, you might say, as I've witnessed the living out of other people's Scorpio dramas. Decide, I'm willing to feel intensely, and I'm willing to focus on what's important and take it all in stride. Continue breathing in this way as I continue to talk at you. One of the gifts of being in your body is that sensuality. To feel with your body, with your five physical senses, to experience the world. Now, some people have concerns about overdoing it, etc. We all know about fears of overdoing, excess of pleasure, hedonism, something like this. The point for you today here, with this new moon, or this full moon, is to point out to you that when you are in your body, when you are feeling what is in your body, that is sensual. Every time I ask you to get grounded, I'm asking you to become more sensual, to return to your natural state of sensuality by being in your body. And the more that you are in your body, and present to your senses. Present. The more that you can take things in stride, because being in your body is a major component of being grounded. I don't ask you to get grounded by just being in your body. I ask you to connect to the earth, which is a way of inviting your brain to experience a workaround. Because if your imagination puts cords into the earth and draws that energy up into your body, your linear logical mind can't be in charge. So to be fully in your body is to allow your mind some time off. It will clear if you do this enough. It will work with and for you if you don't give in to its expectations that its fears must rule the day. Its doubts and regrets and struggles and antagonisms, its arguments, its self-judgment. And so being fully in your body, this natural state of your human sensuality, is one of the themes of this full moon. The answer in the moment isn't more feeling, it's to ground the feelings that you have. It isn't more drama, it's to ground and contextualize the drama that has come up thus far. Breathing in from above and below simultaneously, open that heart on the exhale just a little more. Decide that you are ready to forgive yourself across time for whatever has caused the drama. Decide to be willing to see yourself as a work in progress, learning as you go, dealing with the consequences of choices. Opening that heart on the next exhale just a little more, and decide that you are willing to forgive everybody else across time for all they've done to create and co-create the drama. Decide you're willing to see that every other person is also a work in progress, learning through making choices and dealing with the results. Decide you are ready to acknowledge your true, deepest feelings about a given situation. You know what's coming up in your world. Decide you're willing to acknowledge those feelings. Decide you're willing to look them in the eye with an open heart. And decide that you are going to ground them through practical action, through self-care, through presence that keeps you engaged in the moment. Decide that all energies from other people that no longer serve you or that are not for you, decide they can go down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving it. For many during the solar month of Scorpio, you are trying to find out how to connect and where you end and the other begins. This could be an idea. It could be a person. It could be a relationship. Could be an emotion, a feeling. How deep does this go? So it could be something in the world around you, and it could be something within you. Looking to find the source of it so you can find the truth of it so that you can be connected to source. Decide, please, that you are willing to see all within you and that you are willing to ground every part of you. Decide once again that you are willing to be fully present in your body and deal with the energies and emotions stored there. Decide, please, that you are stronger than pain and fear and doubt and shame and guilt and all the rest, all the other intense things. Because you can generate love as you are now by opening your heart. Realize that parts of you that carry these energies and emotions that may be difficult to deal with, that usually exist under the surface, that during Scorpionic or Plutonian times come to the surface, as they may have been for the previous 22 days before this lunation, especially 2 weeks following a Scorpio new moon. Realize that these parts of you are only parts of you. You are not these emotions. They are not you. The more grounded you are, the more in your body you are on a consistent basis, the more that you can gracefully deal with energies such as this when they arise. The course correction with the moon in Taurus is to ground. What's been happening may feel chaotic or too deep or unmanageable, or as a volcano trying to erupt under the surface. Something so terrible that you don't know how to feel it might have been coming up or lurking at you from around a corner. Spying you from a distance, and you know it is inevitable that this thing must be felt, and it may be thought of by your linear logical self as too much, as overwhelming, as dreadful. So I want you to be aware of the depth, but ground it. Sometimes a Taurus strategy would be to ignore the depth. You cannot. The sun is in Scorpio. You cannot ignore the depth. But you can choose courage to ground in the face of pain, to open your heart in the face of difficulty and guilt and shame, to overcome these intense emotions through presence. Whatever it is that you have done, whatever it is you think you are because of your biography and your choices and how you're wired, Taurus asks you to simply accept what has been and what is, to be present to it. Another note on Sun conjunct the true black moon Lilith in Scorpio during this time. The true black moon Lilith zips back and forth, so it hasn't been with the sun long, but it keeps touching the sun as it goes forward and backward over weeks. Emotions can run high. Not just something big that seems perhaps too big, or something a block away that is staring you down, threatening to come closer. Not just that, but also the moment-to-moment, hour-to-hour experience of your energies may, during this lunation, feel erratic. And again, the course correction is calm, grounded clarity. Focusing on what matters. Choosing to be in your body. Noticing your five senses without consuming anything. Notice what you smell in the world around you. Notice the sounds. Notice the colors. Notice your own form and what it feels like. Where your skin is touching what you are sitting or reclining upon now. Body-centered awareness, cultivated, robs the mind of the freight train of fear and worry, anxiety, doubt, shame, guilt, all the rest. Put your attention back on the cords into the earth and the cord of your coming out of your crown into the cosmos and breathing this energy fully into your body. Decide that all stress and tension that didn't leave before can leave now. All energies from other people that didn't leave before can leave now. You know the truth of who you are. There's nothing to fear. Stay in your body to stay in your heart. Be willing to feel what is happening within you. These are important tools during this lunation. Decide once again to look at what is really happening within you. What makes you tick? Decide that you are willing to ask yourself why this reaction, why that reaction, when something intense strikes you or comes to you. Look at what your motivations are and evaluate honestly if it's fear or faith. If you decide to meet all the fear within you with faith, you will progress. It will seem magical. If you decide, in other words, to have an attitude, a disposition that is rooted in faith, that there is nothing wrong with you, that there is nothing wrong with the way you're wired, that there is nothing at all wrong, that you have been shaped by real-world experiences and carry emotions and energies as a result. If you approach these deeper parts of yourself with that constancy, that faith that you are already the divine, you are a portion of Goddess and God, a soul living a human life on earth, then you know you're stronger than pain and fear, doubt, regret, shame, grief, that may come up during scorpionic times. And so what is it that's truly important? The Taurus full moon idea. What value do you elevate above others right now? Which of your values do you focus on? To have faith when looking at your fears and doubts and angers, etc. Your pain, grief. This is a path to divine empowerment. It is self-love, which is what your soul is trying to have you figure out while you're human. To stop looking to externals for validation, which may be happening while the sun's in Scorpio. The desire to connect, the desire to transform with another, the desire to meet something and find out where it ends, or where you end and it begins, it, he, or she. And so to focus, another Taurus keyword, to focus on what matters. The overarching teaching that you are a divine work in progress and there is nothing wrong with you. If you truly develop faith in that, you can handle anything. And the next time I ask you to have courage to face what in you hurts, you'll say, yep, got it. Already processing that. Put your attention, please, back on the cords into the earth and up to the cosmos, drawing that energy fully up into your body and down, meeting it in the heart, exhaling just a little more widely or wider opening in this fourth chakra. Decide to be present. Decide that you're willing to see what makes you tick and ground all energies within you. Decide that you're willing to be in and listen to your body always, allowing your mind to serve the rest of you. Thank you for your time and energy. You are welcome to stay in this space, and this MP3 is coming to a close. Take care of yourself.